الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. We are extremely happy and joyous to see the students back, and really in my sincere opinion, you are the angels of our time. In these times of fitna and fasad, your youth you have given for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So it always gives me great pleasure when I see the students, and especially those students who come a little bit early and they are in namaz and they are reading their namaz with devotion. Those who are keen on their studies, etc., this gives us great, great joy. And inshallah, your martaba, your position by Allah is also so high, inshallah. The other thing is, please, from your side, also behave accordingly. Behave like students of deen. There's great honor. You are the guest of Allah, the guest of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let your behavior be like that. Your behavior, your habits, your dressing, your namaz, your attendance of sabak, your mutala, everything, your character, your speech, let it be also accordingly. And the habits you are going to perform now, which you are going to form now, they will be everlasting. So try now, don't let shaitan deceive you that I'm still young, I'm still a student, and my work is here only to study, or I can get up to pranks and naughtiness. Students are usually naughty boys, I can do all that, and later in life then I will become serious. That's a great deception from shaitan. Don't fall in that deception. Try and become righteous. I don't say you have to carry on like big buzurgs or something, but what is according to what is required, the norm, try and subscribe to that. You will only see goodness of it in your whole life. MashaAllah, the break we had wasn't a holiday. It was a break for the great ibadat and the great days of Qurbani. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to celebrate and honor 3 10-day periods very greatly. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which we just have passed, and the first 10 days of Muharram. May Allah make it that we all had observed, tried to keep as many rozas as possible, as much of whatever little extra ibadat, nafil at night, even if it was just 2 rakats, even if it was just 1 tasbih, anything, something to honor the night. Each night was equal to Laylatul Qadr. Each day's roza equal to 1 year's roza. And according to some sahaba, equal to 1,000 days roza, each roza. And the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafat, even more. And then this builds to the climax of the great ibadat of Qurbani, in which Allah Ta'ala, it comes that Allah doesn't love any amal more than the flowing of blood. That is the slaughtering of Qurbani animals. So how many of us made Qurbani? Pick up your hands, students who made Qurbani. Pick it high up. MashaAllah. All this was your own Qurbani. Those who made their own Qurbani, pick up your hands. MashaAllah. Of course, for many of you, it's not wajib. And those who took part in Qurbani, who slaughtered, who helped to skin, or whatever aspect, how many were they? MashaAllah. In future, let all of us be part of Qurbani. There is a very great shiar, a sign, a flag post of Islam, a great, great commemoration of the great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which we in our wildest dreams cannot dream to slaughter your own son. This is a repetition of that. And inshallah, your martaba in your sawab by Allah is like you slaughtering your own son. That is the sawab you will get. So it's a great ibadat. So throughout the year, as the occasions come, observe the various occasions. We are back now in the madrasa. Pay your full attention to your studies again, your mutala, your being present in the dars, in the sabak properly, then your takrar, your revision of the word, your behavior, your namazes. Try and observe all this. And lastly, my own little request, please don't forget me in your du'as. Make du'a, Allah gives me a good healthy life for all the Muslims, for ourselves also make, and that our lives be for the pleasure of Allah, for deen, for akhirat. And as long as we love Allah, keep us healthy, happy, and we don't become a burden to any person, we don't have any difficulty ourselves, we are not in the chakkar of the hospitals and doctors and hakims and amils and all that, and on our time without being bedridden or being on the bed in a nice way, Allah takes us with Iman-e-Kamil, Kalima-e-Shahadat, gives us mort of Shahadat, full maghfirat, and in His pleasure. Please say Ameen for that, for myself, and make this dua for yourself and for others also. And one little request, now many people say, may Allah give you a long life. In place of that, I say, make this dua for me. Because it comes in the hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ardhalil umur. Old age comes with its baggage. And many people, mashallah, have got the sabr. And they can take it, but all don't have that sabr. Old age is not easy. And the object is not to live long. It is, one hadith says, blessed is that person who has a long life and who does good a'mal. It is a ni'mat. But it comes with its baggage also. And the object is to gain the pleasure of Allah. Whether you die young or you die old. And Allah has been very kind. So please make that dua instead of the dua of a long life. Make dua that Allah saves us from the from all the things of old age. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.